nanohub.org.
You can follow along with this presentation using printed slides from the NanoHub. Visit www.nanohub.org and download the PDF file containing the slides for this presentation. Print them out and turn each page when you hear the following sound. Enjoy the show.
Well, due to technical difficulties beyond our control, I will now do a song and dance. So I'm Tom Kessler. I'm one of the research programmers here at Purdue. My office is in Young Hall. You have seen presentations about distributed memory systems with the software standard called the Message Passing Interface, or MPI. You've also seen a presentation about shared memory systems with its corresponding software standard called OpenMP. And now I'm going to present another environment in which to conduct high-performance computing, and it's Condor. Condor is a product of the Condor Research Project at the University of Wisconsin. So there's a substantial group of people up at Wisconsin which has been developing this over the last several years. And the website is showing on the screen. And of course, this presentation is in the packet that you've downloaded. So there are these three computing environments that are available here on campus, and Condor is one of them, offering a distinctly different way of doing computing. Condor is a high throughput system. And this is very different from high performance computing. We're looking more for how many cycles we can get over a long period of time, as opposed to looking at how powerful a computer is in terms of how many flops we can get per second. But a Condor is a full-featured batch system, and in its general case, it is capable of running both serial and parallel jobs. So here's a couple of features regarding high-throughput computing, large amounts of processing over long periods of time. And this is very different from high-performance computing, where we're looking at the computing power over a short period of time. So when you're looking at MPI and OpenMP, you're concerned about high-performance computing, but with Condor, you're looking at a very different environment. And here are a number of here's a list of features trying to compare high throughput computing against high performance computing. One of the faculty here on campus in one of the engineering schools told me that when he moved his application from PBS, the portable batch system, to Condor, he was getting more data back from his application in the same period of time that when he was running through the PBS system. So he was very pleased with the switch, moving from high performance computing to high throughput computing.
Can you give us examples of applications that would go for high throughput computing?
Say that again.
Example of application.
Yes. The premier example is the parameter sweep. So you have a serial job. You need to run it many times on uniquely different sets of data. So if, say, you need to run it 1,000 times, you can ask Condor to run this job 1,000 times, present to Condor 1,000 files with uniquely different sets of input data, and Condor will feed those 1,000 runs out to the cluster. We call it a Condor flock, and will run as many copies as there are processors available out there in the flock. So it may start out, you have 53 processors available. So 53 copies of your job go out. Maybe an hour later, 10 more processors become available. Condor notices that, and 10 more copies of your job are now running. So in that sense, it's a form of parallel computing, but not like MPI or OpenMP. You don't have While Condor in general is able to run OpenMP and MPI jobs, we've set it up here to run only serial jobs. But in that sense, you get a kind of parallel processing because you have multiple copies of your serial job running simultaneously. But the answer to your question, I think, is the premier example called the parameter suite. So how does Condor achieve high throughput computing? Basically, it captures unused cycles. So in the general case, a company or a campus could decide every desktop computer is going to be contributing to the Condor environment. Now, we haven't implemented that general case here, but in general, everybody's computer on this campus could be a member of the Condor flock. Say a faculty member leaves the office to go to lunch, that faculty member leaves the desktop computer on, and Condor notices that the machine is not being used and proceeds to give a job to it, perhaps in a lab. Late at night, the students leave for the day. Only a few are in the labs. There are a lot of computers that are not being used. Condor will notice those computers are not being used and start sending jobs to those unused computers. So that's the general case. We have implemented Condor in a very restricted case on our clusters, and we are capturing cycles that are not being used by high-priority users to get jobs run. So we're using it as a scavenger, but the extreme case is that an institution could build a cluster and have Condor provide everything about the scheduling. There's no other scheduling system on the cluster. Condor is the scheduler. So that's the extreme case. And so here's a diagram showing a typical setup. The submittal computer is where we have our home directory. So we log into this computer and we build our files of input data. We're going to read our output data on the submittal computer. And using Condor commands, we're going to compile and submit jobs out to the flock, where there may be several thousands of computers, which Condor is watching to see which ones are free. And so the typical way of implementing Condor is with various kinds of clusters, and the Condor will be the lowest two queues on a cluster. So perhaps PBS is feeding higher priority jobs to the cluster, and Condor sits underneath all that looking for unused computers. Condor is seen in a wide variety of situations. Here's a list of everything I've been able to find here on campus, showing just how widespread the Condor pool is. And applications that are suitable for Condor are not subject specific. The applications cross the boundaries of many subjects. At Purdue, we have implemented a very restricted form of Condor. We allow only serial jobs on our flock. There's no MPI. There's no message passing. You send out multiple copies of a serial job, and the parameter sweep, as I mentioned before, is the premier application where you want to run your job many times on uniquely different input. There are the key features of a parameter sweep executed many times. These three entries here are statements about high throughput computing. You're looking for a lot of cycles over a lengthy period of time. Condor provides two ways in which to submit jobs. If you are the developer, and you have control over the compilation process of this program, you then can compile your job into an object file and then link into that object file the Condor libraries, and finally your executable comes out of that process. And when you submit that executable, you can use the vanilla universe, which provides several advantages which the other universe does not. The vanilla universe is the part of Condor we use when we do not have control over the compilation and linking. So if you are using MATLAB, Mathematica, you are using an executable file that is commercial, and that's all you have, the executable file, then you do not have the opportunity of linking in the Condor libraries, and you can use Condor in a very limited sense. So in the standard universe where you can link in the libraries, you have two main advantages. You can take advantage of checkpointing and remote system calls. Now, I say that this is the better advantage over the vanilla universe because if your program is running on a PC and the owner of that PC comes back, the higher priority user returns and demands to use that PC, Condor will remove our job from that PC so that the owner of that PC can use that computer. Condor will save all state information and go find another computer in the flock, send the job down to that unused computer, and continue where the earlier computer left off and attempt to get the job going to completion. So it's quite possible that you can submit a job, it'll run straight through, no checkpointing, no interrupts, and you get your data back. It's quite possible that the owner of the computer returns, demands to use the computer, and Condor must move the job to another computer. And it's quite possible the Condor will have to bounce the job to several computers as higher priority owners come back to work and demand to use the computers that we're trying to use via Condor. So checkpointing is mainly saving the current state of a program and moving the program to another computer and continuing to run the job right where it left off. In the standard universe, all your I/O files reside in your home directory. So when your program reads or writes, Condor grabs those reads and writes, converts them to a network transfer, and those requests for I/O are sent back to our home directory where they are satisfied. So in the case of a read, Condor sees it, sends the read back to our home directory, where it grabs the record, which satisfies the read, and sends that record down to the computer in the flock where our program is running. So these are called remote system calls. So your I/O files reside in your home directory. So here's a summary of checkpointing, and here's a summary of the what happens with the remote system calls. There are limitations to this standard universe, and here are three that I have been able to find in the documentation up at the Wisconsin. So we can't do everything in Condor. And here is an example of a submittal file that we have to write in order to submit a job to the Condor flock. Particular file, I am asking for a 3-process parameter sweep. You can see the 3 in the last line of this slide. I'll just quickly run through these lines. When I started using Condor, I was getting all kinds of email from Condor saying, job's done, job's done. And my email was overwhelmed, so I said, don't notify me. So that's what the first line means. Oh, okay. So the first line is never notify me that the job is done. The second line says, yes, I have been able to link in the Condor library, so I want to use the standard universe and take advantage of checkpointing in case the PC I'm using is interrupted by a high priority user. So I've compiled my source code, linked in the libraries, and left everything in an executable file called main. That's user choice. It could be any name. And then these next 4 lines define standard input and standard output. Standard input is the keyboard, and in the default case, standard output is the monitor. Standard error and standard log also go to the monitor in the default case, but we do not have any interactive opportunities here. So anything that we would want to enter to the program via the keyboard has to be in a file. And we tell Condor where that file is with the input directive. Anything we want to display on the monitor for standard output, we cannot put on the monitor. It has to go to a file. So we tell Condor what is the name of that file using the output directive. Same for standard error and standard log. Now, I would like, well, I have to have unique input, and so I separate the unique input into three files, one standard input file for each of the three processes in my Condor sweep, and I use the process number, and there they are for three. I've got process 0, 1, and 2. Each process number is a part of the files of input. So I have prepared three input files that essentially replace the keyboard. And what is my choice is everything up to the dollar, everything up to but not including the dollar sign. The dollar sign, everything that follows the dollar sign is Condor related. So I have an input file called p20.in.0, p20.in.1, p20.in.2. Those are the three standard input files which replace my keyboard. And I have to tell Condor, where do I want this output to go? I'd like it to, like the standard output, which would go to the monitor, to go to three unique files, and there they are. I've got p20.out.0.1.2. So Condor knows, essentially I've got three monitors, one for each process in my parameter sweep. The same thing happens for standard error. Condor advises that anything that goes out to standard log be put in a single file. So that's why you don't see the dollar process variable name in this last of the four entries. So all three processes are sending standard log out to a single file. And after using this for several months, I thought, yeah, that's pretty logical. Put all the log information in the same file, and then it's easy to scan. Comments are begun with a pound sign. If I have any command line arguments, the arguments directives replace that command line argument that we are familiar with. And so here I'm saying I want the process number to be a command line argument. So process 0 has a command line argument of 0. Process 1 has a command line argument of 1. And then this 3 tells Condor how many copies it's to run. And I've run as many as 102 processes in a single parameter sweep to practice a larger number of copies. Question?
When one of those three processes running on some, let's say, far away processor in the clock, does it copy the input file to the processor it's running on, or does it just read the file across the network?
It reads the file across the network. In the standard universe.
So for theory job, we should first divide input file into different parts?
Divide
input file for different parts? Because, for example, when we request three queues, or three processes, we first divide the input file into three parts.
Well, are you starting with one single input file? I mean, if you were running your program as a serial program on one PC on the desktop, you have one input file. It's very large.
Yeah.
You can do it this way. You can tell Condor what the input file is, but through something like the command line argument, which could have the process number, you could tell that particular copy of your program which portion of that large input file, a database, that particular run is to look at. So if you have three processes and you've got a large database, process 0 looks at these records, process 1 looks at the middle records, and process 2 could look at the final third of the records in the database. So that is another way of doing it.
So you mean the input file should be in record, should be directly readable?
No, you can use binary files, binary input. And anything you can do serially?
Because most of the time I'm using ASCII file as input, so that will cause trouble because I cannot allocate it exactly.
Well, I know that all the examples that I'm presenting to you in this tarball that you've gotten, they're all toy examples. But But what I learned from making those examples is anything I can do in my language of choice as a serial program, one processor on my desktop, just shove it to Condor without changing the source code. Does that answer your question? Well, let's try to hit it later. Okay, so this is the standard universe. You get checkpointing, which you want. You want system remote system calls, which you want, but you can't have that in all cases. And here's the other universe. So you want to do something heavy duty on MATLAB or Mathematica, and you want to send that down. You have the executable of MATLAB. That's what you've purchased. That's what you found in your research group. You have an executable of MATLAB available, and you want to put that out. You want to put many copies of MATLAB out there onto Condor and have it run. You cannot link in the Condor libraries. You do not get checkpointing. You do not get system I/O. So you have to use the vanilla universe. Here's a summary of what happens with the vanilla universe. And the main thing is you don't get checkpointing. So if the higher priority owner of the PC in the Condor flock that you're using comes back and demands to use that computer, Condor's got to skedaddle out of that computer. Unfortunately, all the computation that has happened on your program is lost. So you could be 1 nanosecond away from completion. Everything's lost, and Condor is going to have to back out and find another PC that's free in the flock and restart from the beginning. That's the disadvantage of the vanilla universe. That's the disadvantage of not being able to link in Condor libraries to get that checkpointing. So your program's going to start all over again. Well, if the program runs within the span of a night time, well, you might go. It doesn't matter so much if it is going to get interrupted and all that processing is lost. You still have a shot at having it done by the time you come back in the morning. I/O happens locally. So in this case, your input and output files are going to reside on that remote computer along with the program you've sent down there. So you're sending down across the network your executable file, your input file, and your output file is going to be built on that remote computer and have to be transferred back. So all I/O is local. It's not converted into network transfers. But keep in mind that the job has to, you don't get checkpointing, and the job has to be restarted from scratch. Now here is a similar, yes?
Is there a reason to have the I/O being local in the vanilla universe and non-local in the standard universe?
Well, the way the remote I/O is implemented is through the Condor library, and you have to be able to link that in. If you have MATLAB, you can't link anything into that, so you can't call those libraries.
But suppose I have an application that's doing a lot of I/O, and I want to avoid this big network latency every time it does the I/O. Is there a way of directing Condor to locally cached storage?
Well, you could use vanilla, even though you choose to give up the checkpointing to do the I/O on locally.
Yeah, it just seems like somewhat of a strange decision to couple the two so tightly.
Yeah, I don't think there is an intermediate point here.
So if I just did a file I/O in my application, it will still go across the network.
No, it depends on how you specify your program, how you set up your program to be. So it's where how you set up your file. It depends on that.
So yeah, in the collection of examples, you'll find a shared file example for standard universe and a shared file example for vanilla. And maybe something in either of those two might help you implement your notion. Well, here is the Condor directives for submitting a job in the vanilla universe. A lot of this is very similar to submitting a job in the checkpointing. Don't give me email. Here's where we specify that we're using the vanilla universe, the executable. Somehow I've seemed to land it on main, use that all the time. Now, because we don't have remote system I/O, we must present to Condor a list of the input files other than standard input. We list the input files that are to be transferred from our home directory down to the remote computer in the Condor flock. And here I have one input file per process in my parameter sweep. Again, I'm doing three processes in my parameter sweep, and I'm using the usual nomenclature to distinguish these three input files. This is not standard input. This is formatted. This is a formatted file. Now, Condor will take care of getting the output files back, so we don't have to list the files that the program is going to write onto the hard drive of that PC way out there where our job is being running. All we have to do is make some statements about should Condor transfer the file and when to do it. Now, here are the four lines again for a standard input, replacing the keyboard, standard output, replacing the monitor, same thing for the standard error and standard log, and the rest is the same as it was with the standard universe. Now, in the collection of examples that I've given you, I've implemented as many other simple variations of these two submittal files as I could find to show you different ways to use the standard universe and to use the vanilla universe. But there are variations such as directed acyclic graphs. You could have a sequence of three programs that are to be run right after the other. And you can tell Condor you are to do this program first, that program second, and that program third. And it may wind up that your first program's run on PC number 102 out there, your second program's going to be run on 1066, and your third program's run out there on processor 10. Condor will figure all that out to get through the sequence of your multi-step application. There are a number of commands that you can type in to monitor the health of your processing out there. The two that I use very frequently are Condor Q, which tells me the current state of my job. And most of the time when I do that, I see that it's on the input queue waiting for a PC. If I realize that I've made a mistake, I'll just get rid of my parameter sweep by saying Condor remove. But all these commands will give you a various amounts of information about your parameter sweep out on Condor. There are a few references that you can hunt down. Here's a couple of websites, one at the University of Wisconsin and one here in our group. You will need a research account in order to use Condor, just like you need a research account to access OpenMP and MPI. And if you happen to be someone who buys a cluster and wants to include it in the Condor flock, here is an email address to which you can express your interest on joining, having your cluster join the Condor flock. And here's some contact information for me. I make the invitation to ask me any question about anything that I present or anything about computing. If I can't answer the question, I'll find somebody in our group or our department who might be able to answer the question. So there's my contact information. And of course, all of this is in your materials. So any questions I can answer to satisfy some initial interests? Go ahead.
So Condor seems to be quite black and white in that as soon as somebody sits down at the desktop, the job gets migrated off. So for Purdue's Condor pool, is there any logging of how often this migration happens?
You'll see, yeah, in the log file, you'll see a bunch of stuff.
So let's say I want to analyze some of the logs to see, say, the contention on these machines. Is there some repository where these logs have been collected?
Oh, boy. Well, there's a question I would put to somebody else in the group, Phil Cheeseman.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm unable to answer that one. Okay. Yeah. Were you about to ask something?
Yeah, I wanted to ask about the scheduling of the job. Is this static at the moment at Purdue?
Static?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the schedule of the job.
I'm not understanding the question.
If a user, is it like pre-decided that this computer has to be off like at night?
Well, the user doesn't see a particular computer out there in the flock, although there is a way to ask for computers that match a particular set of parameters, how much memory, how much hard drive space is available. But generally, you don't worry about where Condor ultimately runs your computer. You will compile and link your jobs on a submittal machine, and your executable will be compatible with a set of computers out there in the flock. And it's from that set Condor will pick the PCs that will run your application.
Is it like pre-decided that this is the time that the Condor will use this PC? That the scheduling is it like static or?
No, it's more about when the higher priority users, who are the owners, enter their office and start throwing their jobs into the flock.
If you don't mind, okay, maybe one more question.
Yeah, just a simple question. So once you specify those parameters, so you just put this parameter in a file and then put it to some program. What do you do exactly to submit to a Condor?
Condor submit to.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess. Okay, yeah. You'll find that answered in an early example of my collection of examples. But there are three lines. You will use a compiler. I'm using GCC, mm-hmm. And then there's a Condor compile with some parameters that are linking the libraries.
Yeah, when you link the
yeah that's mm-hmm. Condor compile. Mm-hmm. And then the last one is Condor submit.
Okay.
And the words are separated by an underscore. Condor compile separated by an underscore. So it's just three lines.
So you split out those parameters in a file, and then you put Condor submit in that file, which contains...
Well, it's Condor submit space, and it's a file with those directives in it, like I showed up here.
Mm-hmm. But you don't... I mean, if I have an account... I don't choose which pool I'm using. It's just Condor.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Although, you can find in the more extensive Condor manual something called classified ads. And there you're specifying parameters of the computers you want to use. And then Condor will find, you'll place your ad. The PCs out on the flock there will have a list of parameters, and there will be an attempt to match the hardware and software on those members of the flock against the parameters you've requested. So look up classified ads in the more extensive documentation of the Condor manual.
And I guess the submitting machine, we call it whatever. Mm-hmm. So you have a Windows one and Unix one, and then from there you.
Yeah, you'll be compiling on one of the submittal machines, and the executable will be compatible with a subset of the flock out there.
Okay.